So, how you guys doing? It's been a while. This is the first episode of this year. Last year I went through a lot. I'm kind of a very expressive person. That's why I just have to be doing this podcast for myself, to just use it to reflect on myself and to reflect on my growth and to express and share things that I feel. So today is like the 5th of January. We made it through to 2023. I'm right here in Lagos, Nigeria. I moved last year. I fell sick on some stuff, but those ones I want to keep it aside. But how's everything been with me? I just want to say, like, it's been very hectic being in Lagos and being a soft person in Lagos. Like, Lagos is not for the weak. I just had to change and man up, man. Like, Lagos is not for the weak, man, especially when you're staying in the mainland. You're staying in the mainland, it's not easy, man. Like, you see people online pushing podcasts, you see lead studios doing stuff, and you feel like these are people that you should work with and stuff like that. But you're just so far. Lagos is now kind of a big place, you know. Because from here to even Lekki is like, how much? 2.5 years from Ikeja, because I'm staying in Ikeja. From Ikeja to Lekki is 2.5. So how much is that? It's kind of a very, very, very big place and very, very like ghetto area. In Nigeria is the ghetto. Even if you're staying in Lekki, you still have to have that ghetto in your head. Unless you don't want to stay in this country, you just go outside and enjoy your life, because that's what Nigeria will turn you to. So I just want to, as I used to do, I just go on the podcast, I don't prepare anything. That's how I just go. Last year, I told my team that I'm going to do 2 solo episodes last year, but I didn't make it. But this year, we push harder, we change bad habits, we grow. And you guys are going to see the growth. Next episode, I don't want to share a lot much, but just tune into the episode. I appreciate everyone that has been tuning in to my podcast. It's been a journey. Like, I don't know what I would have done without even the small listeners I've gotten that I don't even know about, from the UK, from everywhere. Like, it's been something. Even if it's one person that I don't know about, I feel happy because I enjoy doing this stuff. And I'll keep doing this stuff, even if the audio is not good, even if, like, I'm just very, very passionate about this stuff, you know. I just want to get my voice out there, like, as a creative. Let me talk about that. As a creative, you know, like, we have very, very limited time to process things and to do stuff. We think like, oh, there's time, but there's actually not time. I want to share you a backstory of what happened to me. Then, when I was in Russia, still a child, like, very emotional. I was doing photography then, and I went broke, like, went broke for some months. I was kind of one of my brokest time. I didn't have, like, any money from anywhere, and I sold my camera then. When I sold the camera, like, I was like, this camera is one of the stuff I need as a creative, but it's not giving me money and stuff. I sold it. I went to use the money to keep myself stable and stuff like that as a man. Because in Russia, I was still studying then, and the studies I was studying in Russia, like, I needed money and stuff. Going to school, feeding, and there was no money, and I was a creative. I was using camera to like, feed myself and just to build a career in photography, because you know your boy is multi-talented, and the Lord that has given someone talent, you don't have to hide the talent. Even if it's two or three, you can show, you know, just make sure you do your best. That's what I was doing then. And it just happened to me that I just couldn't like hold on. And right now, like, I'm just regretting that decision, many decisions in the past. But like, I'm not trying to make anybody feel bad for me. But that was just a challenge as a creative. Like, as a creative, we have like a tiny bit of minutes to process our thoughts and to process it to the end. Because like, what if I haven't sold the camera and I know how I was improving and stuff? I'm just saying this thing to encourage someone. Like, you may be going through a dead end that something is not working for you. Like, you don't even know what you're trying to do. You don't even know how you're trying to go about your life. But just know, like, that thing you got into was not a coincidence. Like, you're gonna go through it. Like, don't be scared, and just go to God then. Go to God. Even if like you actually even went to the dead end and you sold everything you have, like as I did, and then as a creative, the challenge, even if per se the challenge overcame you then in your head, it didn't, because you're still alive. There's still a chance for you, and you still have another time, another lifetime, another lifeline. You have another chance to push. So that, by the way, so what do I want to say about this year? This year has been very ease. Like, I feel like ease in the atmosphere. Like, when I go outside in Lagos, I just feel the joy. Like, people are just happy that last year went away. Like, last year was very tough. I won't lie, like, even Nigeria, like, things are still tough, but you just feel like, election is about to happen. It's 2023. Happiness is on the way. We see a bright future for this country. Nigeria is going to be great once again. I mean, once more. Everybody's holding hands together for this country. Like, everything's going to be okay. So, that was just what I feel about the beginning of this year. It has been very, 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 very joyful on my end also. Like, I received a lot of money, like, from families. Like, I was just using it to buy a card and stuff. I didn't even go for some shows. Like, as I can't do show now, whiskey them. I mean, I was just indoors. Like, I just came to Lagos then. Most of my friends that I had then, because like, I used 4 years in Russia, most of my friends that I had then, they were just far away. I couldn't go and visit anybody, and I don't even have anybody to go and visit. I was just in church. Crossover night, I was in church. We just followed Asake shows, like, online. Whiskey was also live. But that, by the way, do you guys went to shows? How was the shows? Like, hope you guys had a good time. Like, I was seeing Bonaboy kicking faces. Like, that was also trending on the show. Like, this January was opened by Bonaboy show. That one too also happened and stuff like that. Like, people just want, like, I'm not just saying all this stuff just to make you feel like you're nothing or you've done something. I'm just trying to just see content, like, express what I feel on my podcast. So if you like, you've gone to the show and someone beside you has not gone to the show, that's just for you. It's for your life, for your happiness you get. So just make yourself happy. That's the goal, like, goal of this podcast, like, Joyous 25 show. Like, we push, like, the spirit of joy outside to the world. You get, make yourself happy in anything you are doing. Like, if that work that you've done last year is not paying for you, like, I'm gonna change the job. Why are you still there? Change the job. You're not happy. You get those kind of stuff. Don't allow anybody to spoil your happiness this day. We no go agree. Don't allow anybody just waste time on your happiness. You know if you work. So that, by the way. So what I'm gonna talk about again now. This coming election. Who will they vote safe? So election is February. Have you gotten your PVC? Like, it's gonna be a very tight one. Me, I want the youth to win. So I don't even know. I'm not a politician. I don't want to comment, but I want the younger person to win. Even like a younger person, all these older people. But if I were to vote, because I can share my opinion, if I were to vote, I would vote for Peter Obi. Because, like, I don't know the guy from anywhere, but I feel like he's a youth and he's a younger person. I don't want this old man. Let him rest. Let them go rest, I beg. Let them rest. So, that one, by the way, Sha, who are you voting? Hope you got your PVC. Me, I've not even gotten my PVC. Before next time, like next election one, I will be deciding that one. But just to think about it, that will be 4 years again. So, I just came to Nigeria, like, in December time. Like, I went to study in Russia then. Then I was, like, 17 years old when I went to Russia. And now I just came back to Nigeria, 23 years. I was 18, like 5 years plus in Russia. I haven't gotten my PVC. I'll get my PVC soon. So we'll be voting next election. And even soon as maybe states and local government, I could decide. But if you have your PVC, please express your right to vote. We need to vote. I even see, like, people outside, influencers, like, sharing this agenda outside that people need to vote, and I really appreciate them for doing that. Like, I really appreciate it. Like, people outside are even pushing the agenda to vote. We really need it. Like, please vote, and if you are voting, vote wisely. Don't vote because they've given you money and you just want to vote because what? Because of what? Please vote wisely. If you vote and the person loses, but you've expressed your right to vote. But that, by the way, I don't want to say too much about that. I'm not a politician. Fuck the politicians, man. This country is shit. Look at Lagos roads, man. So, oh my god. They don't even talk about mainland. Like, even Sanwo-Olu, like, I know he's talking about a greater Lagos, but politicians, you guys should try your best. All these things, this country needs to work better. It needs to work better. At least let them do the roads for the citizens, like roads, electricity. People are crying. People are no money. Like, look at Ghana. Look at Ghana beside us. Look at Benin. These countries are working. Nigeria is not big enough. We can work. And we hope and we pray. We are praying for this country that to work. That, by the way, vote wisely, express your right to vote, and we'll see what happens. Come February, Tinubu for the APC, Atiku for the PDP, and Peter Obi for the Labour Party. Those are the three top people that I hired, and those are the people that I feel like one of them will be the winner. So we'll see what was gonna come out of that. So I want to just talk about football a bit, because like I've been a Chelsea fan since day one, and Chelsea, I don't even know what's wrong with us. Like, what did they do, Chelsea? Like, what's happening? Today is January 5th, and we are also playing Man City today. I feel like we're gonna lose, but I don't know. God, I don't want Chelsea to lose every time, but we still lose. Man, I don't know what to do with Chelsea now. If we play today and we lose again, we still go down the table, and we need to enter top four because we're a big club, man. A big club. I've been passionate about this club since day one, and they've not fucked up my frequency like this before. Chelsea is just a bad blood to me, bad belly now. Every time you see ZH goody. Oh my god, Koulibaly, hey, those players are nonsense things that are happening to Chelsea. Like, but that, by the way, like, Chelsea is gonna come back. Our haters, man, you them. What's the name of these people? Man City, we are their daddies. Like, Man City, we are their daddies. But Man U was good those days, and because we could talk about history, they are good, but Chelsea is still their daddy. The best club in the world, Chelsea FC. So you guys should just wait for us. We are going to come back soon and stronger. So that, by the way, what do I have again to talk about? I don't have anything more. But like, I would drop like a topic section in my Instagram. You can check me out at Williams Olalemi AJ A.J on IG, or just type Olaj 3 on IG, and we will be getting closer to know each other. Like, this is just me expressing myself on this Anchor podcast app. Yes, and I want to go now. Like, it's been a fun time recording this one. Next episode, I will properly cook something for you guys. You guys should stay tuned. Peace out, guys. Ciao.